New Zealand protest convoy blocks Capitol, demands end of vaccine mandates. By Nathaniel Charles on February 8, 2022. Hordes of vehicles blocked streets around New Zealand's parliament on Tuesday. In a protest mirroring others building around the world demanding an end to coronavirus restrictions and vaccine mandates. An estimated hundreds to over 1,000 vehicles have surged into the capital of Wellington with authorities reluctant to move them on or arrest them due to fears about the safety of their staff. New Zealand's leftist Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has declined to meet with the convoy, saying she is too busy to meet her opponents. Vehicles in the convoy included cars, trucks and motorbikes and displayed signs such as "Jacinda, we know you sold your soul to the devil. Stop the mandate hashtag freedom" and political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. A multitude of flags were also spotted alongside the NZ flags brandished by the protesters, including the United States flag, former President Donald Trump-themed flags, and British flags. The vehicles remained outside New Zealand's parliament, which had just reconvened after their summer break, for hours, and appeared to have left the area peacefully later on in the day, with the Wellington police not reporting any arrests. An eyewitness testimony from the scene known as Anne told the New Zealand Herald queues of convoy cars heading into Wellington via the Kapiti Expressway said that vehicles came, and they didn't stop. It was unbelievable. And at times the queue must have gone on for at least 3/4 of an hour. It's going to be huge in Wellington, I don't even know how they're going to get in there, Anne said. The key aims of the protest were reported to be to challenge the mask mandate for pupils in schools and also the vaccination requirement for certain public sector jobs such as for nurses, teachers and police officers. New Zealand has had some of the strictest coronavirus restrictions, but following both domestic and international pressure has begun to relax its rules. Following the news that Charlotte Bellis, a pregnant New Zealand journalist, was forced to rely on the Taliban for support. In a shocking turn of events, after New Zealand refused her entry, Ardern's government U-turned on their strict entry requirements, introducing a gradual relaxing of the entry requirements, possibly to avoid further embarrassment. Ardern has also promised she won't implement any more lockdowns.